This week, we went around town advertising this ministry to some of the rehabilitation centers, and John was just charming the pants off everyone there. So he's great at that, and hopefully he'll be able to tell you a little bit more about Club Bravo, which is a disabled ministry. And after that, I'm going to have a sign-up sheet back here for anyone who's interested to sign up for. We have hospitality needs, greeting, getting people in, seated, serving needs, cleanup needs, all those things we could use help for. And one other thing, maybe I'll remember it. But anyways, here's John. He's going to tell us a little bit about Club Bravo and the disabled ministry.
Thank you all very much. Great to be here. And you'll have to excuse my voice. It wasn't always this smooth and pretty, but there was a time when I could not speak at all. And the point I'm trying to make is, anybody here, their life can change 100% in a second, a millisecond. And I'm not going to get into me in particular, but I'll do that for a second. I had a wonderful life. I was on top of the world. I had a fantastic job. I lived literally on top of the world, high up on a hill. And from my picture window, you could see Malibu, or you could have coffee in the morning on my deck and see Malibu. And if someone had told me 5 minutes before I got hit that I would be involved in anything remotely like this, I wouldn't have asked, "Are you?" I would have asked, "What are you smoking?" Because there just was no way I was going to get involved in this. And then I was driving to work, stopped at a stop sign, got hit by a car, broadside, and the guy was doing between 90 to 110 miles an hour. I was picked up off the ground, carried across the street, and 80 feet past the guardrail. And the reason the guardrail was there was to keep people from going off the other side, which was a deep canyon. Well, I went past the guardrail 80 feet and dropped way down into the canyon. In retrospect, not at the time, but in retrospect, I'm fortunate to be alive. But I was in a coma for 1 month. I was in the hospital for 6. Several months after I got out of the hospital, I couldn't speak a word, so I wasn't always so eloquent. But then I'll shift several scenes. I don't want to get too personal, but I ended up in Alabama in a wheelchair. I didn't know a soul. I ended up here, and I said, "Gee, golly, this, darn it, what am I doing like this?" Those weren't my exact words, but I did think it was kind of bad to be in this situation. Then I started looking around and realizing what was going on. And you know, every single therapy you go into, everyone, occupational, speech, physical, they're all geared for one thing only, to allow people the opportunity to mainstream, to become part of society again. But you know, they drop the ball, because after you get out of the hospital, where are you going to go to find a place to socially interact? Just to be with people, to have a good time once in a while. And you know, when I first started this thing, I started Club Bravo many years ago. I got so frustrated at being always totally alone. I mean, even Robinson Crusoe had Friday, and here I am, totally alone, four walls on a TV set, period. And I'm too young to die. So I said, something's got to happen. So I started Club Bravo. When I started Club Bravo, I was in very, very bad physical shape. I had just begun to make sounds out of my mouth. I couldn't really talk. And I shook so violently, I wasn't just in a wheelchair. I was tied into a wheelchair to keep me from shaking out of it. But I've always thought if you wait for the exact right time to do something, it'll never get done. So I, despite my physical condition, I said, hey, I got to do something. I've got to. So I went to churches. Where I started was churches. There's supposed to be one thing, and they're quite often another. And I had a board meeting, and I was explaining what I was going to try and do. And this one lady said, looked at me with an expression like she'd been weaned on a dill pickle, and said, you mean this is just for the fun of it? And at the time, I was so shy and uncomfortable about what I was doing. I didn't say anything, but she said, you mean this is just for the fun of it? Well, yeah, just for the fun of it. That's all. But, you know, the thing is, getting back again to what I was saying, every single bit of therapy that anybody goes through is to help them mainstream, to socialize. So I thought, and still do think, that while I learn to use a knife and fork, if there's nobody using in front of or around, while I learn to dress up pretty, put on makeup, if there's nobody to see you, what's the point? Why not just stay behind those four walls and turn on my TV set and let the world go by? What? That's sick. That is definitely sick. And I just say, hey, this can't happen. Do you know, I'll shock everybody right now, I'm sure most people, do you know that in the state of Alabama, right now, today, there are over 400,000 disabled people? And when do you see them? I'm not totally homebound. I go out and I never see anybody with so much as the limp. Either they were all cured while I was having lunch, or else they're all behind four walls with the TV on. It's one or the other. It's not anything complicated about figuring out where are they. And you know, that brings this to mind. This traditionally, the squeaky wheel has always gotten the grease. If you make noise, you'll be hurt. The thing about disability is, in fact, at Lakeshore Hospital, they've got an actual class called assertiveness training. Because once you get pounded and out of it, your self-esteem goes right out the window. And you don't want to, you don't feel equal somehow. You feel like, boy, as Hitler would say, useless eater. You feel like a useless eater, and you just say, I don't want to get involved. I don't want to make noise. I want to be totally ignored. I'll just stay behind my door and watch my TV shows and forget, let life go on. And so when you're first disabled, you have to go through the process. You have to go through psychological, everything from psychological to learning to swim. And one of the classes they had was in assertiveness training. I had to go and be evaluated. For some reason, they figured I was assertive enough. So they didn't keep me in that class. But it is so prevalent that it's a standard course of action to actually send somebody to school to learn how to be themselves, maybe for the first time, maybe again. And so, June, it's what I have to tell everybody all the time, pounded into their heads. It's not what you see that shows how important this is. It's what you don't see. If there are 400,000 disabled people, where are they? Where are they? Doesn't that somehow say, hey, maybe there's a problem here? You're certainly never going to hear from the disabled people because they'll stay quiet and you'll never think about them. So anyway, now that I've lost the attention of my audience, I'm going to shut up. But I certainly do appreciate the interest you've shown.
That's what I was going to do real quick. Basically, what Club Bravo is that we the community-wide thing for disabled persons and their caretakers. That's what we want to emphasize, is disabled persons and their caretakers. They come. Right now, we have food ready to go for November 20th for a Thanksgiving event. We saw the flyers already. We have food in the wings. And basically, we need some volunteers and people to come. We need people to come. And I think John was telling me that one in four people knows someone who's disabled or knows a caretaker who takes care of someone who's disabled. So if we had 10 caretakers, 10 disabled persons here, that would be 20 people that we could minister to for a Thanksgiving time meal. And so, and there'll be live entertainment. I think John knows this magician who's going to come and wow everybody too. And it's just a chance for people to come and interact socially, and and also I've got a sign up sheet. You have to forgive me. I wasn't prepared like I was supposed to be, but I've got a crude sign up sheet. So basically, I need, like I said, for hospitality, clean up, tear down, all that good stuff, serving. But outside of that, I kind of want us to grasp the vision that this is a chance not just to volunteer and do something, but a volunteer to come and just be with people who, be a part of that social interaction.
Excuse me, Ferris, you're exactly right, because in real life, day to day, most people are not disabled. And so your presence there as able-bodied people will make them feel more comfortable in their own skin. They'll be more relaxed and ready to go forward normally in a social situation, which otherwise they would be totally and absolutely deprived of.
So two things. The flyer that you got today, if you could just find one person to give that to, might be interested to say, I have a place to go for Thanksgiving, and I was, I'm going to be, like John said, behind four walls, same. If you know one person you can get that out to, that would be perfect. I have my cell phone number is on there. You can tell them who's going to pick up on the voicemail. I'm going to set my voicemail up so it'll correspond to what we're doing here. But just get the flyer out. And then secondly, like I said, if you want to sign up and volunteer, be here present in the flesh, go ahead and sign up on the sheet, and we'll definitely find a place for you to stick you in. So that's Club Bravo in a nutshell, and I think it's a wonderful opportunity for us to be involved with those who are around us who are suffering, like the gospel commands us to do. So anything else? Okay, I'll pray and dismiss it. We dismiss it. Heavenly Father, we do thank you that you have brought both of these ministries to our mind today. We thank you, Father, for the opportunity to serve you and to live out the gospel And we pray, Father, that you would help us as we do these things, that you would bless our efforts, that you would add and give increase, Father, that we might be able to bring many into your kingdom under the name, Father, under the Lord Christ. We pray that you would do this now. Be with us in such a way. Oh, good question, Jack.
Another thing we have to kind of get prepared for is this. As I was talking to you earlier, I was telling you how people with disabilities going to surgery training, they've completely lost any initiative. And consequently, it's like pulling teeth to get people socially involved and socially in the swing of things again. I never ever, when Club Bravo was at full tilt, we had about 300 people. And the reason we grew so fast is because I never had one person come one time that didn't come again. But it's just pulling those teeth and getting to come the first time. So it may not meet our expectations initially, but if we keep hammering them on the head, they will come. Met at the YMCA, met at the Botanical Gardens, met at the Lodge in Vestavia, and then finally St. Stephen's.
And basically the goal is to do this once a month, is to have a once a month meeting where it's stable, it's recurring, like we got something to look forward to. So that's the end game. Hopefully we can expand on that and go from there. Thank you all for your time.